Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flowing up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up through your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flowing into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel the warmth, love, and strength fill you from your head to your toes. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, you feel more energy flowing through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more. Completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Batty Dragon. A large fluffy cloud drifted across the sky. Hearing the gentle whirr of a toy plane, Dragon's eyes fluttered open. With a long stretch, Dragon smiled. The fluffy cloud had been the softest place Dragon had ever napped. Dragon gazed down at the island as a warm orange glow filled the sky. The sun was setting. Dragon stretched wings wide and stepped off the cloud, slowly floating to the ground. Once on the ground, Dragon folded both wings and walked into a field. In the fading sunlight, a dark shape zipped around against the sky. The shape quickly flew one way and then another, zigzagging across the field. Dragon wondered what it could be. As the sky darkened and Dragon lost track of the zigzagging shape, soon the stars and moon sparkled brightly above. Dragon walked along, staring up at the twinkling sky with a smile of contentment. Occasionally, something covered up a few stars here, a few stars there. Then, as Dragon wondered what was blocking the stars, something zipped right up to Dragon's nose and hovered in front. "Oh, hi, I'm Birdie," Dragon heard the little bat say, wings flapping. Dragon smiled and nodded. Birdie circled Dragon and added, "It's a beautiful night, isn't it? Are you hungry? I found some delicious berries." Dragon did feel hungry and was grateful for Birdie's offer. "Okay, follow me." The bat weaved around towards the edge of the forest. Dragon smiled at the bat's unique dance and zigzagged through the field right along with Birdie. When they reached the bush Birdie had found, Dragon looked back at the field and laughed. Moonlight illuminated Dragon's path, clearly showing the woven pattern the pair had taken across the field. The little bat said, "Have some berries, there's plenty." Dragon gently picked some berries off the bush, enjoying a little snack. Meanwhile, Birdie began to gather up a bunch of berries. Dragon's head tilted to the side, questioning. Birdie saw that Dragon felt curious and said, "My friend Bailey hurt her wing yesterday, so I'm bringing her a snack. Usually we look for food together." Dragon nodded and smiled, then held out a paw, indicating an intention to help Birdie. The little bat smiled and said, "Thank you," as he placed the berries in Dragon's paws. Once Dragon and Birdie held enough berries, Birdie and Dragon zigzagged into the forest. Dragon squinted, wondering where Birdie was leading them. Before long, Dragon noticed something boxy on the strong oak tree just ahead. Birdie fluttered over to it and knocked. "Bailey, are you hungry? We've brought you plenty of berries." Bailey peeked out of the bat house with a yawn and asked, "We? Who's with you?" Dragon smiled and waved at the sleepy little bat. Then Dragon gently set the berries down at the edge of the bat house where Bailey could reach them. The new friends enjoyed each other's company as they laughed and munched on their berries until their bellies felt full. Feeling content, Dragon yawned, ready for another nap. Dragon smiled and waved goodbye to the bats. Dragon stretched upon reaching the cozy cave. The sleepy dragon picked up the colorful blanket and snuggled in as grateful thoughts rolled through the dragon's mind. The little dragon felt thankful for the beautiful night. Dragon felt happy Birdie had shared the berries. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful meeting Birdie the bat and seeing how kind he was. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, picturing the bat zigzagging back and forth across the twinkling sky. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.